Well, good morning, everybody. So this term, we're going to start going through the I am statements of Jesus and trying to follow Jesus, as we all do in just our different day-to-day lives, sometimes that are going great, sometimes they're going really tough. We're trying to follow this guy called Jesus. And in the book of John, he says kind of a few statements about himself, which are kind of a little bit odd, taken on their own. They're actually pictures, they're metaphors. And actually, when you add them up, they kind of create quite a powerful picture of just some of the aspects of who, you know, our Lord Jesus is, who we, you know, we're trying to follow together. So I'm just going to read out quickly from John chapter 6, verse 26. So basically, Jesus has just fed the 5,000, and then he kind of walks across Sea of Galilee, and basically the crowd kind of chase him down, and they come up to him, and they chat to him, and there's kind of this dialogue that goes on, and Jesus says to you, "I'm telling you the solemn truth. You aren't looking at me because you saw the signs, but because you ate as much as bread as you could. You shouldn't be working for perishable food, but for food that will last to eternal life. The food which the Son of Man will give you, the person whom God the Father has stamped with his own mark." "What should we be doing?" they asked him. "So that we can be doing the work that God wants." "This is the work that God wants of you," replied Jesus, "that you believe in the one whom he sent." "Well then," they said to him, "what are you going to do so that we can see it and believe you?" So they're basically saying, okay, well, if you're saying you need to believe in me, they're asking for a sign. What's the sign? Where's the proof? "What work are you doing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness," it says in the Bible, "that he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus replied, "I'm telling you the solemn truth. It wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It was my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. God's bread, you see, is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Master," they said, "give us this bread. Give it to us always." Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will never be hungry. Anyone who believes in me will never be thirsty." So for me, I'm just going to draw out just a couple of kind of thoughts. I'm not going to kind of go into deep theological, you know, expositions. And then I'm going to share a few thoughts about bread. So firstly, I am kind of a bit of a projects kind of person. I get like a little idea into my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I really like the idea of that. That's going to really like make me happy. So I remember when I first went to the youth tribe events and I saw all kind of the older kids skateboarding, doing all these things on these ramps. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get into that. And then you get there, you spend years and years just practicing skateboarding. You can do it and you think, well, now what? And it's the same like wanting to buy my first house. Yeah, when I get my first house, when I get that house, that'll be really nice. And then when I do it up, that'll be great. Looking at all the stuff that you want, the way you wanted to make it. You know, you get into it, it's your little project, you're focused on it. And you get there and it's like, great. 5 minutes later, a day later maybe, you're like, okay, what next? And I look through like kind of the adventure magazines, like, oh yeah, I really love the idea of like learning how to like walk in the mountains in the snow and like learn to do the ropes and like put crampons on and just like go in the snow and be a proper adventurer. So you go off and you learn and you invest and you do all the stuff and it's like great. And you actually go and do it and it's like the kind of the idea about some of these things are better than they actually are. Is it just me? You get into these things, you get into these little projects. You just see that kind of like, it kind of consumes everyone. It consumes like the world. What I found is that nothing satisfies. Nothing satisfies. Apart from Jesus. That's one of the things that Jesus is basically saying. I am the bread of life. Billy Graham used to kind of coin this phrase, there's a God-shaped hole in every one of us. And I think it kind of speaks into that. And in my experiences, no matter like what kind of little project that I'm trying to do, whatever I'm trying to achieve, whatever I'm kind of like, you know, my next little thing is, it's never going to mean anything. It's never going to actually provide any sense of real peace, any sense of kind of love, any sense of kind of contentedness. in the way that Christ can. Christ is the bread that satisfies. Nothing else satisfies. So the context is, Jesus just fed the 5,000. The crowds come looking for him. And Jesus basically says to them, don't focus on your bellies. That's the reason you're coming. Focus on what's eternal. And they're like, okay, well, what is this work that's eternal? And he says, the work itself is to believe in the one whom you sent. And they're like, well, give us a sign. And, Moses gave us the bread. Jesus then says, actually, guys, it wasn't Moses. It was my father. He gave you the bread. And they say, okay, give us this bread. Jesus says, I am the bread. The one who comes to me will never be thirsty. They're looking for an external sign. And actually, we can sometimes be like that. We can be, okay, well, if I'm going to be a Christian, what can Jesus do for me? How is this actually going to impact my life? Or is that just me? And Jesus is saying, no, you've got it wrong. You shouldn't be asking for a sign. You shouldn't be asking for the external thing. What you need to do is the work is an internal work. Happiness, contentedness, it's an internal job. It's an inside job. Believe in me. I'm the one with the stamp, God's seal of approval. When we internalize that, it's like we internalize who Jesus is, and that's when we begin to realize all the things that Christ can do for us, walking with Christ. What we see here is God provided for them in the wilderness. Jesus provides for them the 5,000. And both of those, they kind of hint at actually a deeper thing which God's inviting them into. It's not about the sustaining, the sustenance of our bellies. They're kind of like little winks. They're kind of Jesus drawing them into soul sustenance. Sustenance for the soul. No matter where we are in life, whether or not we're in the wilderness, as the Israelites were, whether or not just we're in the day-to-day of our lives, or we're adventuring, God's calling each one of us to adventure, we need sustenance. I'm very aware, it kind of feels to me like this is kind of grandma teaching grandma to suck eggs. But sometimes it's really helpful to be reminded of the real basics. No matter where we are, whether we're in the wilderness, and some of us are in the wilderness, some of us are just in the kind of the boring, just day in, day out, with God. And some of us are pushing again and are adventuring again. And wherever we are, we need sustenance. And Christ is our sustenance. I'd now like to offer Dave's reflections on bread. Number one. Bread is accessible to all. I love the fact that Jesus says that I am the bread of life, and he's not saying I'm the caviar of life. I love that. You can relate it if you're the poorest of the poor or you're the richest of the rich. It's like a Sainsbury's staple. It's like Sainsbury's basics. It's bread. Christ is accessible for all. And he's actually, it's a daily food. We all need carbohydrates every single day. Christ is not to be eaten. Bread is not to be eaten once a week, once a fortnight. Actually, it's an encouragement for the daily bread, for Christ to sustain us daily. What happens, guys, if we don't eat bread, or we don't just eat generally, we don't get sustenance? We get weak. I get seriously grumpy. Not gonna lie. I think malnourishment is the gateway to sin. And I read a book recently called Savage Continent, which was basically a historical book about post-war Europe. So what happened after the World War II, and just the malnourishment, just the effect that had on just millions and millions of people. It just became completely savage, completely hostile for years and years and end. Just the most brutal things happened. And I thought, wow, that's one reason not to become malnourished. Bit extreme. But for me, in my own life, that's quite an extreme example. But when I don't experience that nourishment from heaven, that nourishment of Christ, maybe I go for a week, 2 weeks, suddenly I just feel like I've got nothing to give, you know, just malnourished. This is really, I feel like I'm not saying anything interesting. Sorry if that's the case. Another reflection, Dave's reflection on bread, is that it's memorable. The ice bucket challenge, it works because it's memorable. And I just think Jesus is an absolute genius. Just again and again, he just breaks bread. And he's revealed in the breaking of bread. He says, I am the bread of life. It's a global thing. It's memorable. Genius. Reflection number three on bread. We eat by ourselves or we eat with others. There's an invitation to find nourishment, to find sustenance in Christ. And it's an encouragement not to just kind of do it daily and weekly. Actually, we eat together. There's times when we should come together like this in our small groups. There's also times in our own life where we need to kind of feed ourselves. And there's also an encouragement to keep it fresh. Everybody, Russell Harley has made this bread. This is fresh bread. This is fresh bread as of last night. So thank you, Russell. My own experience, my own rhythm of eating Christ at the moment, of nourishing myself, of sustaining myself on Christ, is firstly I do my little St. Ignatius exercises. I've told people about that a few times. So I do that. I then basically have an alarm which goes off on my phone at 12 o'clock every day at lunchtime, which says, read a chapter of Proverbs. So I do that. I stop and I just read a little chapter of Proverbs. And then it's 5:30 p.m. every day. I have another little alarm. And it's read a psalm. And that's what I do. And I know that that's kind of working for me at the moment. And I found some new worship music. So I listen to that when I'm walking around town and stuff. I'm just feeding myself on Christ. And I know that if I have the kind of those things going on, then basically I don't become overwhelmed. I don't become overwhelmed by all the things, all my concerns, all the things that are going on. And I'm with people. I've got something to give. I can, with integrity, go, hey, man, let me pray for you, or let me just encourage you. And there's a strength inside of me that I know that if I don't have some of those things, I've got nothing to give. And things are way more scarier than when I don't have that. But I know that actually those things are going to get boring. They do. I'm not kind of a routine person that can do the same thing week in, week out. So I know that at some point I'm going to stop going, I don't care, I don't want to read a psalm, or I don't want to listen to worship music, or I don't want to do this. And at that point, I don't want to do flipping St. Ignatius. At that point, I know I'm going to go, okay, well, what am I going to do differently? How am I going to do it? And there's that need for each one of us to keep things fresh. Fresh bread. Let's not let it get stale. Right. One of the things I love about the communion is that it's so ordinary. Like Jesus, he wasn't round like a roast dinner. It was something they would have all the time, just bread and wine. And for me, when Jesus breaks it and says, "This is my body," it's a statement about actually, you know what? Everything is sacred. Everything is spiritual. Like I am in the ordinary. Christ is in the ordinary. Christ is in the day to day. Christ can be in the hoovering. Christ can be in the, just, you know, going to Sainsbury's, if we let him in. Two more thoughts on the bread. Number one, I think we can find Jesus in the bread. I think Jesus somehow reveals himself in the bread. This week I was reading the Road to Emmaus story. It's a pretty mad story that Jesus basically is involved in. There's the two disciples who are walking away from Jerusalem. They're walking to Emmaus, and Jesus comes and he's talking to them, and they don't recognize him. So I think, okay, well, what's he actually look like? But either way, they don't recognize him. They get to the town, they're hanging out, they have dinner, and as they have dinner, it says Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he blessed it. And I just kind of imagine him doing that and him having, like, looking them in the eye, having this kind of grin on his face and being like, hey guys. And it says, like, at that moment they recognized who he was. And it was as if, like, you know, they'd been walking along, stuff had been stirring within them. And it's like, as Christ broke the bread, actually, we've seen someone else do it like this. We recognize it. There's something about, I just think, Christ is revealed in the bread. As we take communion, there's something about a divine thing. Christ is revealed. He does it again on the lake when they have, he has the barbecue at the end of John. Breaks the bread. They recognize him again. Last thought on bread. As we take communion together, guys, remembering that Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. Jesus, he said, he breaks it and he says, well, he doesn't say this. As he breaks it, he's basically being broken. His body is being broken to bless others. That's kind of what it's saying. And there's an invitation to us to follow in his footsteps. As Christ was broken, as Christ gave himself to be a blessing to the world, to be a blessing to humanity, so we too, as followers of Jesus, in the ordinary, the day-to-day things, are to actually spend ourselves, to break ourselves, to give ourselves away for the blessing, for the healing of humanity. So those are some of my thoughts on bread and Jesus being the bread of life.